Hello and welcome into Jackson Field. I'm Jesse Goldberg Strassler, and today it is the Lansing Lugnuts and the Beloit Skycarp in the first game of a six-game series and the seventh game of the Lugnuts' 12-game, 13-day homestand. I am Jesse Goldberg Strassler with Adam Jackson. Adam, we have seen Beloit before, and when last these two teams crossed paths, it felt like Beloit was going in the wrong direction, the Lugnuts were going in the wrong direction. Well, things have turned around for the Skycarp since then.
It's getting hot in here. That's also happening today.
Yeah, it's a very hot day.
We
don't have to sing the rest of Nelly's song.
Well, you're talking about being hot. Beloit is hot, Jesse, and they've put it right on the front of their game notes how well they've done since seeing Lansing 17-6 since they took 5 of 6. Their first series victory of the season came against the Nuts just a few weeks ago. So for Lansing, this is an opportunity for payback. What we remember out in Beloit, one, that's a very pitcher-friendly park. Two, Beloit has a really good staff. They were pumping out top-round performers, it seemed like, every night. So Lansing's going to have to key in and have really good at-bats and take on a team that, although they're sitting in the middle of the West standings, have been hot of late coming here into Lansing, Michigan.
The pitching matchup tonight that we're going to see, we'll see Chris Machma on the mound for the Skycarp. And on the other side for the Lugnuts, it's the lefty Mac Lardner who received his first win with the Lugnuts, his last time out, starting last week against Fort Wayne.
Yeah, Mac Lardner has just continued to get better and better. His outings have gotten longer and longer, and the free agent signing for the Nuts has worked out so far. The Athletics picking him up after he was released by the Cardinals, and they need pitching depth in this organization, and Mac Lardner hopefully can be that guy. On the other side, Machma has been phenomenal, and he was really good against the Nuts. The 12th-round selection in 2019 was expected to be a Michigan State Spartan, but the Marlins pulled him away from signing. He pitched against Lansing in that series in late May, went 6 innings, gave up just 2 runs, 5 strikeouts, and a walk. So he was really good, and Lansing is going to have to make some adjustments against the right-hander this evening.
All right, so Machma against Lardner, 7:05 p.m. the time of first pitch. It's a Tacos and Tallboys day today at Jackson Field, with first pitch coming up at 7:05 p.m. But up next, you will hear from Lansing Lugnuts starting pitcher Blake Beers. He's been pretty darn good, right?
Yes, he has.
I sat down with Blake earlier today. That's up next on Lansing Lugnuts pregame.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads.
It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Back on Lansing Lugnuts pregame, I'm Jesse Goldberg Strassler. Well, earlier today, I had the chance to sit down with Lugnuts starting pitcher Blake Beers.
You know, I've been trying to throw more fastballs, so I've kind of just shied away from the curveball because my slider is a better pitch. Both, I feel like it is, and numbers-wise, it's a better pitch, so yes. Why not throw the better pitch? Like, why waste pitches on the curveball when I can throw more of my better pitch? But yeah, so the changeup has been a huge help this year. BC and Schulze have done a great job with helping me develop it, you know, as well as talking with Gil about it, and Casey in the off season before I got here, before we started spring training. That was a big thing that I wanted to work on. And, you know, I feel like adding that changeup and has been a big third pitch for me, and the slider has obviously been something that I've been a crush for me when I've used to get out of jams, and it's been very helpful to have that pitch this year.
It feels to us like that slider does whatever you want it to do. You've got it on a string.
Yeah. It just feels, you know, you go through periods where, you know, some games the changeup feels good, some games the fastball feels good, some games the slider feels good, and some games you have all, some games you know. Luckily, the slider's been there basically every game. And, you know, the games where I have the fastball and the changeup with it is when I've been able to put a lot of people away with the strikeouts. And when I don't have all three, the defense has been incredible here as well as in Stockton, but just, you know, having the trust in the defense has been super awesome too. You know, trusting them to make the plays behind me, and they have not disappointed.
What's your changeup grip?
It's kind of a split change. Cool. So it's like a
Vulcan.
A Vulcan, yeah. Schulze kind of introduced me to it when I got here, and that's kind of what I've been working with so far. But not to take anything away from BC, he's been a huge help with, you know, the feel of the pitch, because it's just as much feel as it is with grip. So I think that, you know, working on the feel and then that added new grip has, you know, kind of been the sweet spot for it.
When you say BC, you mean
Brian Court?
Yes.
Yeah, the pitching coach of Stockton. Yeah. And I, you know, as awesome as it was leaving, you know, getting moved up, it was a pleasure to work with him, and I would love to work with him again if the opportunity presented itself. But yeah, he's an awesome dude, and then Schulze here has been great as well.
It seems to me like you have not missed a beat pitching in Stockton, pitching in Lansing. Have you seen any differences between, let's say, single A and high A?
Well, so that's kind of, you know, one of the things I've been working on is why does it need to be anything different? I mean, the hitters, sure, they're a little bit better, but I'm still throwing the same baseball from the same distance to the same spot. So that, making that, you know, a lot of times you can make these things something that they're not in your head, and that's one of the things I've been working on is, you know, it's the same whether I'm in front of 100,000 people or in front of zero people throwing a baseball. I'm going to get into my back leg, I'm going to stay closed, and I'm going to finish the pitch. Like, and those are my three things that I'm going to do every pitch, no matter the situation, no matter the location I'm in. And so simplifying it down to those simple three things has been, you know, being able to focus on what I call as my process has made the transition easy. And, you know, you always have those, oh man, what if I forget how to pitch when I go up a level? And, you know, it's natural for everyone to have those feelings, just because it's a little bit, you get a little extra adrenaline, a little extra energy. So, yes. You know, it's good to have that perspective of, you know, let me channel that instead of, you know, trying to make it freak me or letting it freak me out. So
let me finish up by asking you about your name.
Yeah.
You have an unusual middle name.
Yes,
where does
I
it
do.
Come from?
So that's my mom's maiden name.
Oh.
Yeah. So my grandfather, my grandfather's from Austria.
Yeah.
And his mom, so my great grandmother,
yes,
married a US soldier that she met during World War II. And he has cool stories about him leaving water out for the Jews running away from the concentration camps.
Yeah. And my people.
Yeah. And yeah, actually, funny enough, I took a 23andMe test, and I am 13% Ashkenazi Jew.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was pretty cool. Pretty cool. So one of my best friends at school was Jewish, and I said, you're not going to believe it, but I'm actually 30% Jewish. And he was like, yeah, welcome to the promised land or something like that. But yeah, so that's where it comes from. And, you know, it's funny, as a younger kid, I hated it because, you know, people would, you know, it would make fun of me because it's an abnormal name. But, you know, now I want to give my kids at least one of their middle names. I want it to be Hausweger I think it's super unique.
And lastly, what's the best thing that anybody's ever said about your last name?
Oh, geez. They're, I don't know if anybody's like, I just think it's a cool name. So,
it's great.
So, and
especially, you know, beers and sliders.
Yes, yeah. And, you know, being here, you know, in college we got to play in front of a good amount of fans, but here it's been fun hearing people like yell out beers, and you know, it's a good nickname to have, and you know, hopefully if things keep going right, I'll have a jersey with the last name Beers on it, which would be cool.
Control what you can.
Let's play some baseball, shall we? It's a Tuesday evening in late June 2022. Adam Jackson, Jesse Goldberg Strassler with you. It's the Nuts and the Skycarp. Round two, this time in Lansing. The Lugnuts coming in tonight 24-39. The Skycarp 29-33. And this man, back for another year and back for game number 64 here in 2022 with the call of the game, the voice of the Nuts, Jesse Goldberg Strassler.
Well, hello, Adam Jaxa. Let's get this series going, the opener between the Skycarp and the Lugnuts from Michigan State Capitol. Your Beloit starting lineup, leading things off today at second base, the slugging Cody Morissette. Batting second, the shortstop, fleet-footed Nassim Nunez. Heading third in center field, Victor Mesa Jr., who had himself a whale of a series against the Lugnuts back at ABC Supply Stadium in Beloit. Hitting fourth, the cleanup hitter, the catcher, Bennett Hostetler. Emmanuel Marinez is the DH. He bats fifth. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Dalvi Rosario. Hitting seventh, in left field, Davis Bradshaw. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Kyler Castillo. And rounding off the order, batting ninth, the first baseman, Marcus Chu. Morissette, Nunez, Mesa Jr., Hostetler, Marinez, Rosario, Bradshaw, Castillo, and Shu. They support the right-hander, Chris Machma. They'll oppose the lefty for the Lugnuts, Mac Lardner. And more on Lardner in a moment, but down to the field. Yes! Now here's Adam with more on the southpaw from Gonzaga.
Yeah, fastball, cutter, curve, and a changeup for the 6'4", 205-pound, 24-year-old Mac Lardner from Pasadena, California. His last outing, as Jesse and I mentioned earlier, it was his first win, this last week against Fort Wayne. Five innings, his longest outing, gave up four runs, two walks, two strikeouts, and a 7-2 victory.
Well, hey now. Cody Morissette to lead things off. It is 7:05 p.m. And the first offering. On the outside corner, called a strike in the Eastern time zone. Lefty to lefty, Lardner to Morissette. Adam, is there one hitter in this Beloit order that you're focusing on? First,
yep.
Though, the 0-1. Swinging a high bouncing ball on the right side. First hop fielded by McCall at first base. Flips to Lardner in covering. I just like that. Morissette is at number one.
He's the guy, Jesse. I want to see what he does. Coming off a tremendous series against Lake County, including a three-run homer performance against the Captains this past Friday. So, got to keep an eye on the leadoff man, Cody Morissette.
Morissette dispatched his first time and on two pitches by Lardner. And so bring up the number two hitter, the shortstop, Nassim Nunez. On the first pitch. Shows bunt, pulls back, takes down low, ball one. Now Nunez, the switch hitter, bats from the right side against the lefty Lardner. One out, nobody on, no score. Lardner's pitch. Off the outside corner. Two balls and no strikes. Our home plate umpire is Justin Juska. On the bases umpire is Kevin Levine. Our 2-0 is on its way. Swing and a miss. 87 miles an hour here on the stadium gun, and Nunez was off that speed, off that pace. Lardner does not bring it all that hot, but he does change speeds very effectively. He lets it fly. That's down low. Three balls and a strike. Nunez comes in hitting 220 in 54 games with 79 strikeouts, most on the Skycarp. But he also leads the team with 35 walks. The pitch, that's outside. He has walked for the 36th time this year. And down to first base goes Beloit's very best base stealer. Not the guy that you want to walk if you're Mac Lardner.
Yeah, I don't want to see this guy get on. And we saw how much it affected Lansing in the last series, Jesse, where they gave up early leads and lost all of those games against Fort Wayne. And here Beloit with a base runner in this opening half inning.
Now Victor Mesa Jr., left-handed batter, starting in center field. One on, one out, no score. Time is called right before Lardner's pitch. Pitch clock infraction. And one ball and no strikes on Mesa Jr. As Lardner simply trying to hold it to gain that edge against Nunez, who is 28 for 37 in steals. Held on by McCall. And now he's got the runner picked off. McCall throws down to second base. Swift greets Nunez with the tag. Nunez tried to barrel roll his way past Drew Swift, but Swift with the quick hands tags him out. And just like that, Nassim Nunez caught stealing for the 10th time this year. Mac Lardner had him red. Two outs and nobody on. Goes 3-6 on the pickoff that caught stealing as Mesa Jr. flies it down the left field line. Twisting toward the corner. That ball falls a foul ball as ruled by the home plate umpire Juska. Beloit's bullpen is up in arms. They thought that it fell fair. And the third base coach and manager for the Skycarp, George Hernandez, walks down the line to let Juska know what he thinks about that call. Adam, I don't know about you. It seemed to me very close.
We know how difficult it is. You get to those corners here at Jackson Field. Things narrow in and the walls get taller. But Lugnuts will take it.
And now the one ball, one strike pitch to Mesa. High and away. Ball two. The Lugnuts defense now. It is Pat McCall at first base with Josh Wainwright at second. Drew Swift, the shortstop, and a third, Jack Winkler. The catcher, Tyler Soderstrom. Maciel in left, Clark in center, Butler in right. Mesa Jr., a check swing foul down the left side. Two balls and two strikes. On the native of Havana, Cuba. Signed as a free agent 4 years ago by the Miami Marlins. Lardner to the plate, and that's low and away. Ball three. Tried the breaking ball. Victor Mesa Jr. is hitting 248, and this is his 57th game. 13 doubles, a triple, and three homers. Payoff. High bouncer hit on the right side. Right to the second baseman, right. Goes to first for the out. Just like Morissette, that ball took a high hop right out in front of the plate, and it was easy for Josh Wainwright. And so the side retired. Lardner faces the minimum. And we go to the bottom of the first inning. It's Beloit nothing. And now the Lugnuts are coming up against Chris Machma, the Michigander, when we return.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Well, here at the Nuts and Bolts store, your one-stop shop for all Lugnuts gear. We have a great selection of hats, shirts, novelty items, outerwear, new stuff arriving every week. So stop on by and check out the great Nuts and Bolts selection.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Sky Carp were blanked in the top of the first inning by Matt Lardner. And now here come the Lugnuts, bottom of the first inning, and they take on the right-hander Chris Machma of Beloit. I'll give you the Lugnuts lineup in just a second. Just know that this is Drew Swift, and this is the first pitch right down the middle for a called strike one. With Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Drew Swift leads off and plays shortstop. Batting second, the right fielder Lawrence Butler. Heading third at third base, it's Jack Winkler. And a one. Outside, barely. Ball one. The middle part of the order sees the catcher Tyler Soderstrom clean up. DH Jared McDonald hits fifth. Batting sixth, the first baseman Pat McCall. A 1-1. Bending low and away for ball two. Hitting seventh for the Lugnuts tonight, Gabriel Maciel, the switch-hitting left fielder. Center fielder Denzel Clark hits eighth. And batting ninth, at second base, Josh Wainwright. And they take on the right-hander Chris Machma out of Holland, Michigan. Black Sox pulled up to his knees, steps back, lifts the leg, and issues. Under the arms, well, the count is three balls and a strike. Adam, how about the Michigander?
All you need to know is that he grew up as a Michigan fan because his older brother was a Spartan fan.
Swift takes ball four. A five-pitch walk for the Lugnuts leadoff man.
Now, in all reality, Jesse, Holland Christian High School, drafted in 2019 in the 12th round. This year for Beloit, four starts and four appearances. He's given up just 14 earned runs, 10 walks, 19 strikeouts, has allowed six home runs, including one earlier this year to the Lugnuts down at ABC Supply Stadium.
I find it fascinating that it was Michigan State who offered him the scholarship that he committed to, that he signed away with the Marlins after he was drafted. The pitch to Lawrence Butler, taken for a strike at the letters. You think that growing up a Michigan Wolverines fan, it was easy for him to make that decision? Oh, the Marlins drafted me. What's their offer? Do I want to be a Marlin or a Spartan?
I think when he saw his brother go to Michigan State, that probably made it a little bit easier to cheer for the Spartans.
And a one. Strike two called on the outside corner. Left-handed batting Lawrence Butler against the righty Machma. Swift, the runner at first base, eight steals, once caught. Nobody out and no score. Third baseman Rosario is off his line and toward the shortstop hole. Here's the 0-2. Nope, pickoff though instead. Swift back in standing. The Beloit defense features Bennett Hostetler laying down the signals behind home plate. Marcus Chu, a very good defensive player, is at first base. Cody Morissette's at second. At shortstop, Nassim Nunez. And at third base, Dalvi Rosario. This was a fun infield to watch back in Beloit, Wisconsin. And 0-2 from Machma. Butler takes it high. Breaking ball for ball one. In the outfield, Davis Bradshaw is in left. And right field, Kyler Castillo. And in between them in center, Victor Mesa Jr. He's playing a very deep center field on a couple of steps toward left center. A left-handed batter's waiting. A 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Lawrence Butler's gone on strikes. Off speed on the outside corner. Machma's first K.
Lawrence just a little bit too aggressive there. Swinging at that one out of the zone. For Drew Swift at first, Jesse, there was about a month ago, it seemed, where he started to get really aggressive and start up this these attempts at stolen bases. Would like to see him start to see if he can take some bags again, especially in that leadoff spot.
One on, one out. Jack Winkler's the batter. He starts and stops. The pitch up and in. Seemed like Drew got off to a bad first step there. Whether he meant to simply start and stop or whether he thought about running and then thought, not after that first step. It's one ball and no strikes in Jack Winkler. Pretty darn good hit-and-run candidate here. Right side of the infield's open. 1-0. Fouled away on a line to the right side. Strike one.
I mean, here's the thing. Drew Swift's got the speed to score from first, but you want to get in scoring position with Winkler and Soderstrom coming up to the plate, and he's got the wheels to get over to second. It's just a matter of if he can get that good jump and go swipe a bag here.
Jack Winkler's hitting .247 this year. Pickoff throw to first base. Tag applied by Chu late. Swift back in. For Winkler, in those 25 games that he has played with the Lugnuts, he has 25 total bases. He has one double, one triple, and one homer. And I tell you, Adam, based on the way that he started this year, I'm expecting a lot more extra base hits than he has shown. Machma's pitch. Hit in the air to the right field. Kyler Castillo backs up. Makes the catch on the slicer. Gets it in. And Swift back to first. Winkler's at number two.
I think for Jack, it's just a matter of getting an opportunity to be in the lineup consistently. Remember, when he was healthy at the beginning of the year, you're fighting with guys like Swift and Harris and Valenzuela. So now that Harris is gone, they need Winkler to step in and fill that void. So he should get plenty of opportunities as this year goes on.
Here now is Tyler Soderstrom. No score, two outs. Swift runs, first pitch, high and wide. Throw down by Hostetler. One hops right past Nunez into center field. Swift takes a look back as he heads for third base. Lobbed in by Mesa Jr. from center. Stolen base for Swift is his ninth. And then the throwing error on Bennett Hostetler, that is his fifth miscue of the season. There again, Adam, that's a bad first step for Drew Swift, and yet still he burned his way down there.
That's what we're saying. I mean, he is so skilled and fast. He's got to be going after those bases. Hunting second and third. And look at this. He steals, and he gets 90 feet away for a Tyler Soderstrom single is all it would take to get the nuts on the board.
One ball, no strikes. Pitch to Soderstrom. High, ball two. I was thinking before he went, well, you were talking about Drew Swift should run, but do you really want to run with Soderstrom up? And the answer is, as long as you can make it.
I mean, his percentage is phenomenal. Absolutely. Go get in scoring position.
Leading RBI, a man on the team waiting. Soderstrom takes ball three, breaking ball up. Tyler Soderstrom this year, how about 13 doubles, two triples, 11 homers, 103 total bases in his 59 games. He has knocked in 43 runs. It's a 3-0 from Machma, and it's on the outside corner. Strike called. Fastball from Machma.
Well, this should be a good pitch right here for Tyler Soderstrom and a good opportunity. Lansing did not take the lead first many times against Fort Wayne. Would be nice to grab it here.
Soderstrom tied for second most in the league in RBIs. A 3-1. Lifted, slicing down the left field line. That baseball is a foul ball, says the home plate umpire Juska. And Phil Pohl disagrees with that call. We saw a call in the top half of this first inning that went against the Beloit Skycarp with their third base coach and manager George Hernandez disagreeing. And now here in the bottom half, what do you think, Adam?
It's tough because that leaves our sight line. The wall shortens out there, obviously, and the elbow that juts in towards the corner, I couldn't see, but it was very close. It looked fair for 75% of the way there.
Well, three balls and two strikes, and a payoff pitch to Soderstrom. Here it comes. Line drive, foul off the left side. And into the Pepsi porch. Careful. The buffet line. What would you like today? Some potato salad, some french fries, some burgers. Here's a souvenir.
Burger, fries, maybe some Mac on the side. Yeah. And for sure a cold beverage.
All you can eat and all you can catch. But yes, stay hydrated. It's hot. Machma sets and then steps off the rubber on the hill.
You saying boiled hot tea isn't a good option today?
Keep everything cold. Ice cubes. Machma to the plate, a 3-2 for Soderstrom. Fly ball left center field. Mesa Jr. to his right comes in. He's got the one-hand catch, and the Lugnuts are turned away. Swift drew the leadoff walk, advanced as far as third, left right there. Scoreless to the second inning from Lansing, Michigan. The Skycarp and the Lugnuts.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The 4-5-6 batters are due for the Beloit Sky Cup for the top of the second inning. Southpaw Mac Laudner finishes off his warm-up tosses. And off we'll go. No score, Lugnuts, and Sky Cup. First of a six-game series. These two squads, Beloit affiliated with the Miami Marlins and the Lugnuts affiliated with the Oakland Athletics, met in Beloit, and the Sky Cup won 5 out of 6 games at ABC Supply Stadium. Now here they are meeting in Michigan State Capitol, their final 6 meetings of the year. Mac Laudner to Bennett Hostetler. Outside, ball 1. Hostetler committed a throwing error in the bottom of the first inning. Drew Swift stole second. Hostetler's throw bounced into center field and Swift took third. The pitch. Hostetler cues it foul in the air off the right side. Good off speed from Laudner. Slow breaking ball. Now the count is 1-1. Error did not hurt Hostetler in the Sky Car. Swift stranded. The deal. Strike called at the letters. 1-2. Hostetler comes in hitting 209. This is his 50th game of the year. He has great power. 5 home runs. The pitch. He lays off the off-speed down low. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shadow stretching out from the left field corner. Shadow of the video board falling in left center. The pitch. Ground ball left side. Past the diving Winkler. Shortstop Swift takes it in. Throw to first. Bounces beyond McCall. Hostetler is safe. Leadoff man is on for Beloit in the second. That was nearly another dandy from Drew Swift, but the throw to the 6-6 McCall went stretching out for it, just bounced before it reached him, then bounded right over him, backed up on the play by Soderstrom. It goes down as an infield single.
I think he had him there. It just was going to take a really immaculate pick right there from McCall. It just couldn't quite hold on as looking right into the sun.
Now Emmanuel Marinez takes ball 1 up high. Mourinho is DHing here today, wearing lucky number 13. He has one of the higher batting averages on this Beloit squad. He's hitting 294. Davis Bradshaw, who is due to come up in 2 batters, is hitting 303. Here's the toss. Swing and a miss on the off speed. My goodness, like a Bugs Bunny pitch.
You ever pull that, Jesse? Is it lucky number 13 or is it unlucky number 13?
It all depends. So far this year, I would argue it's been lucky for Marinez, except for one thing. The pitch, hit in the air, high fly ball down the right field line toward the corner. Lawrence Butler, into the corner, reaches out to make the catch in foul ground. Seemed like it surprised him, too. He gets it in as Hostetler returns to first base.
Oh, that was incredible by Butler. He was running out of room, and I think he looked like he just reached out like he was going to have to go over the railing. He might have had to reach just over the railing, and he snow-coned that baseball and held on to it, made it look easy.
So now bring up Dalvy Rosario. First pitch, swing and a miss, strike 1. Adam, what's your lucky number, by the way?
I like number 9, also number 2.
Number 2. Kyler Castillo, due to bat in 2 batters, wears number 9 for Beloit. For the Lugnuts, it's the left fielder Maciel. And a 1. Fouled straight back, strike 2. Dalvi Rosario coming in, batting 244. Had a grand slam against the Lugnuts in that series hosted by Beloit. He has 9 doubles, 3 triples, and 3 homers. Rosario, the starting third baseman. No score, 1 on, 1 out. Top of the second for the Skycarp. The pitch. Hit up and foul off to the right side. 0-2 it remains.
You got a lucky digit?
I do. 38 has always been my number.
Really?
38.
Interesting.
Yeah, you put together Alan Trammell's number 3 and Cal Ripken Jr.'s number 8.
There it is.
And that's been it for me. The pitch. Breaking ball down. Knocked down by Soderstrom. 1-2.
Surprising that baseball was the background of your choice.
Oh, weird, right? Very weird. For you, why number 9?
Number 9 was Fernando Torres's number.
Oh.
Look that guy up.
El Nino, right?
That's right.
High fly out to center field. Denzel Clark is back. Out of the shadows of the center field wall, he's got the catch. And he gets it in. Back to first base, Hostetler. 2 outs now for the lefty Lardner. He'll face Davis Bradshaw, the left fielder for Beloit. Well, I remember Fernando Torres well, especially playing for Team Spain in the World Cup.
The Euro title that they won. He got the winning goal, I believe, against Germany in the title.
Were you a striker when you played soccer?
I was.
Lefty, lefty, the pitch to Davis Bradshaw. Line drive, base hit, right field. Lawrence Butler to his left to cut it off. Hostetler takes the turn at second. He's going for third. A throw to second base is offline as Bradshaw hustles into second base with the double. Runners are at second and third. 2 men out for Beloit in the second, looking for this game's very first run.
Well, 2 outs in this inning, Jesse, but some pretty good contact. A deep fly out to right where Lawrence was able to catch it in foul territory, and then Rosario pounded that ball out to center field to Denzel Clark, but that one drops in right down the line, and all of a sudden, Beloit, an opportunity now with 2 outs, just like Lansing had in the last half inning.
We have a clock infraction that was spotted as Kyler Castillo takes his time stepping in. Bradshaw at second, Hostetler at third, top of the second, 2 outs, no score. The lefty throws. Swing and a miss. It had felt to me, Adam, like it had been a while since we'd seen a lot of clock infractions, but we've seen a couple of them already, 2 in the first 2 innings. Kyler Castillo's batting 8th. Lardner sets, kicks, throws up high. It is 1-2. That clock infraction was called against the batter Castillo, hitting 245 through 16 games. Here's the pitch. He reaches forward and comes up empty, strike 3. The clock infraction hurts. Strike 1 because he took too long. Then strike 2, strike 3 from Lardner. And Mac Lardner is out of a jam in the top of the second. A single, a double. 2 runners left in scoring position. After 1.5, no score between Beloit and Lansing.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, I'm Marcos Martinez with the Lansing Lugnuts, Group Sales Account Executive. If you're looking to bring a group out this summer to have a blast at the ballpark, give me a call at 517-827-2584. I hope to hear from you, and go nuts.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
we go to the bottom of the second inning on a hot day in Lansing, Michigan. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jackson. Chris Muckma deals to Jared McDonald. Now the first offering of the home second taken for a called strike. McDonald, McCall, and Maciel for the Nuts here, 5, 6, and 7. Against the right-hander for the Skycarp. They'll lift the leg and the pitch. McDonald shoots it up the middle on the ground, pass to diving Nunez. A base hit into center field. Collected by Victor Mesa Jr., who pegs it in. And the first Lugnuts hit of the game, a leadoff single to open up the second by Jared McDonald. That brings up Patrick McCall. McCall, one of three left-handed batters against Machma, and they are alternating. Lawrence Butler hitting second, Tyler Soderstrom batting fourth, and now McCall hitting sixth. The man on deck, Gabriel Maciel, the only switch hitter. Machma sets and throws. Floating in there a little bit high. Ball one. Pat McCall comes into this plate appearance, his 32nd game with the Nuts, hitting 195, a couple of doubles, and a triple. A ball one offering. Ground ball up the middle. That's into center field for a base hit. McDonald steams around second, on his way for third, as Mesa Jr.'s throw comes into second base. Back-to-back singles for the Lugnuts, and runners are at the corners. Nobody out.
That's good stuff for the Nuts. You said it, right back up the middle. Two fine swings by both McDonald and McCall. Lugnuts, an opportunity to come right back after you strand runners at second and third. On the other end, now a chance to grab the lead.
Here now is Gabriel Maciel, switch hitter batting left. Third baseman Rosario off his line and in. At the belt, the pitch. Machma misses up and away. It is currently 95 degrees in Lansing. As the infielders come in around Machma, catcher Hostetler, third baseman Rosario, and the shortstop Nunez. Second baseman Morissette is just tying his shoe. And at first base, Marcus Chu is keeping Patrick McCall company. 95 degrees after earlier today it was 97. The heat index means that it feels like it's 98 degrees. Adam, how's your tan? How's your burn?
It's not doing well up here in this little box we sit in.
I remember when Brad Golder used to be the voice of the Great Lakes Loons, that on the hot summer days, I would look over into his booth, and he'd always be wearing sunglasses as he broadcasted the games. One ball, no strikes, and Maciel. Machma's pitch. Maciel punches a fair ball base hit up the left field line. In comes McDonald to score. Patrick McCall races to third base, held up there. Bradshaw gets the throw in. Standing at second with an RBI double, Gabriel Maciel. Lugnuts lead 1-0.
Excellent hitting by Maciel. What a start to this second inning for the Nuts. Hard hit ground balls up the middle, and then that one shoots up third. And Lansing grabs that first lead, and they are finding a way to get to Machma, which is something they struggled to do the first time they faced him a few weeks ago in Beloit.
Pitching coach Jason Erickson pays a visit to Machma right now. Catcher Hostetler alongside. Single, single, double here in the bottom of the second inning. For Maciel, his sixth double, his seventh RBI of the year. Do you remember his fifth double of the year?
I sure do.
His fifth double came on Sunday, and it came with one out in the bottom of the eighth inning. And that broke up Fort Wayne's no-hit bid. Maciel's last two base hits are two baggers. Here now is Denzel Clark, the number 8 hitter in the Lugnuts order. Second and third, 1-0 Nuts, nobody out. Righty fires to righty. Strike called. Machma goes breaking ball to start him. Well, Denzel Clark made his Lugnuts debut in the Fort Wayne series last week. Played in 5 of the 6 games. He went 2 for 17, 2 singles, and an RBI. The pitch fouls it straight back. Strike 2. So we have not seen it yet, Adam. With those two hit singles, Clark has immense power. He also has really good speed. The starting center fielder for the Lugnuts. An 0-2 pitch from Machma. On its way. Breaking ball down. Taken for ball one.
Well, it's an adjustment, and usually you get this with guys that are moving up a level. They dominate down below at the A level, and you come up here and you got to adjust and get used to playing guys that just have a little bit more experience.
One ball, two strike pitch. Hit high in the air by Clark, pulled foul off the left side. We stay right here. There are very few guys who show up at the next level and immediately dominate. Like, I don't know, for instance, a Blake Beers. Beers, the Lugnut starter, four starts since getting promoted. For quality starts, he'll start on Friday against Beloit. Machma deals. Clark takes a fastball in. Two balls and two strikes. And also, how about how Brett Harris going up to Double-A Midland and no troubles at all.
2021, Max Schumann, great here, great in Double-A.
Greater, I would argue, even better.
Mm-hmm.
The pitch. Clark lays up the breaking ball, bouncing in. 3-2 is the count. Oh, by the way, Clark has a very good eye. He's drawn three walks with the Lugnuts in his first five games. He is averaging right now at least one time a board per game with the Lugnuts. That's going to increase. He has earned this payoff pitch. Fouled off at home plate. Ricocheted back into the right. And the on-deck hitter, Josh Wainwright, will clear it out of play. Three balls and two strikes on Clark. Denzel Clark, age 22, born May the 1st, 2000. The Lugnuts lead 1-0. McDonald the single, McCall the single, Maciel the RBI double. Here's the pitch. He swings and gets under it, out into right center field. Mesa Jr. and Castillo are out there. It's Castillo under it with the catch. At third base, McCall tags, and McCall scores. Castillo took his time getting it in, so it turns into a sack fly as Maciel also tags and advances to third base. And it's 2-0 Lugnuts. Give Denzel Clark the RBI. That is the first out of the home second.
I think he dropped the baseball on the transfer, Jesse. Castillo caught it, and then he went to throw it, and he either bobbled it or he may have dropped it, and that's what took him so long to get it in. So good heads up running by both McCall and then Maciel to advance a base.
And now here's Josh Wainwright. First pitch, hit in the air, right field. It's shallow. Castillo comes in. He comes in some more. He makes the catch, and Maciel will not tag, although comes to the plate.
Well, you can see what Joshua was trying to do there. Same thing as Clark. Just get it up in the air to the outfield. Just didn't quite get enough of it. And it'll take a two-out hit from Drew Swift to try and get the Nuts' third run tonight.
Maciel at third base, two away, top of the order time. Swift has walked, stolen second, was stranded at third base to end the first inning. Two runs in for the Lugnuts in the second, up 2-0. First pitch, Swift takes, low and away, ball one. That Machma breaking ball. Remember when we saw Chris Machma in Beloit, Wisconsin, and you and I raved about his curve. Righty, righty. Machma lets it fly. Bouncer hit towards short. Two hops to Nunez. Fires to first. And at first, Marcus Chu lunges up the line to receive. He kept his right toes on the bag, and the inning is over. Another show of how good Marcus Chu is defensively at first base. He saves Nunez the run-scoring error. Lansing scores two runs on three hits in the bottom of the second. Runner left at third base. Let's go to the third inning. Adam Jaxa has the call. It's the Lugnuts now leading the Skycarp 2-0.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
Hi, I'm Nick Bertoia. I'm the corporate sales manager here with the Lansing Lugnuts. If you're a business looking to plan a fun outing to reward employees, treat clients, and build team morale, give me a call at 517-827-2598 to talk more about our great group venues. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Back to Lansing we come. Lansing in front, 2-0 as we head to the top of the third and Mac Lardner's second pitch. And that is a little bit wide. 2 balls, no strikes on Marcus Chu, the ninth hitter for the Beloit Skycarp. 220 average, 3 home runs, 15 driven in for the right-hander. Lardner's next pitch. Swing and a miss. Good changeup there as Chu was out in front, 2-1. Lugnuts get 2 runs in the bottom of the second thanks to 3 straight hits to open up the second. Next pitch. Sent out to left center field, dropping, and it's a base hit right up the gap. It's cut off, backhand by Clark, fires it into second, right with the cutoff to Swift, but standing up with a double is Marcus Chu to open up this third inning. Third hit for the Skycarp and their second double.
And Adam, you mentioned last inning. That was some hard contact as well. Dalvy Rosario, Emmanuel Marinez. So they're starting to barrel Mac Lardner a bit. However, in the second inning, he found the pitches to escape the jam and keep them scoreless. He's right back in trouble here in the third.
All right, and here's Cody Morissette. First pitch in, and he fouls it down the first base side, strike one. On Friday, Cody went 4-for-6 with 3 home runs and drove in 6 in a big victory against Lake County. And Ethan Sands of MILB.com did a nice article on him after the game. The 0-1 pitch. Swinging, it's on the ground to second. 3 hopped its way to right, and he throws it to McCall for the first out. Chu heads to third. 1 away in this third inning. And how about this for Morissette? He credited his mother's touch and his mother's swing as being the guy that, or the person that he molds his swing after. He said, "My mom, she might have the best swing in the family." So pretty cool, giving a shout-out to his mom after a great game in Lake County. Here's Nassim Nunez, and the first pitch is in there, strike one. Nunez batting with a runner at third and 1 out, 2-0 Lansing in the top of the third on a hot and humid day in Michigan State Capitol. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike two.
I think it's worth mentioning that his mother is a Plymouth State Hall of Famer.
Yeah, and still has 11 school records. Kristen Hodgson Morissette played softball and basketball at Plymouth State. The pitch home. That's a little bit wide. 1 ball, 2 strikes. So Morissette's mom in the Hall of Fame in 03 after finishing her softball career with those 11 school records. Hits, runs, doubles, total bases, career assists, and highest fielding percentage. Next pitch, down low. 2 balls, 2 strikes.
You know what that reminds me of is Jeff Criswell, the promoted Lugnuts ace. Where you go, how good is Criswell athletically in his family? Well, look at his sister and look at all of the swimming records that she holds.
You want to talk about a guy that's got an athletic family? How about the Lugnuts center fielder, Denzel Clark? 2-2. Sent out to Clark on the run to his left, catches the line drive, and quickly fires it right back to where it just came from. It's up the line to the right to Soderstrom, but Chu unable to advance because the ball got to Clark so quickly, and there are 2 away. Some great genetics in sports, and certainly that continues here on the diamond with many of these ball players, and that the same for Morissette, for Clark, and many others. All right, here's Victor Mesa Jr. Swats the first pitch out to left field deep. Maciel is going back, has room in front of the track, now comes in, makes the catch. And again, it's Beloit that is stranded runners. They've now stranded three in the last two half innings. This one at third. Last half inning, they had runners at second and third. We head to the bottom of the third. Lansing 2, Beloit none from Jackson Field.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Bottom of the third inning, Lansing leading 2-0, and Chris Machma's first pitch is a swing and a miss from Lawrence Butler, strike one. Machma beginning his third inning of work after giving up a couple in that second inning to the Lugnuts. Next pitch. Hard hit down the right field line, fair, and it's heading towards the wall. Butler rounding first and speeding into second, and he's got a leadoff double to open up the third inning. Good swing from Lawrence Butler. He chased one out of the zone in his first at-bat, but that looked more like the Lawrence Butler we know. 12th double this year. 19th extra base hit for Lawrence. And Lansing has continually had at least one batter on in all three half innings. A walk to Swift in the first, three hits in the second. Now the leadoff double here in the third. Here's Jack Winkler. The pitch. Bouncing ball, weakly hit towards short. Charging is Nunez, and it goes between his legs. Butler running to third, and he continues rounding towards home. And the Lugnuts lead 3-0 on the E6 from Nassim Nunez. Just a mistake right there. Nunez coming hard. And that one looked like it went through the wickets. So good start to this third inning for Lansing. Now it's Tyler Soderstrom. And that pitch comes up and just below us. Strike one. Lansing leading 3-0 against Chris Machma, who in that first outing against the Nuts allowed just two earned runs through six innings. The 0-1 pitch. On the ground, hard hit. That's past the shortstop Nunez into center field. Up to second goes Winkler. That one hit harder by Soderstrom and will be a base hit. So the first three have reached for a second straight half inning. Well, Lansing able to let out some of their frustration. They were shut out 14-0 on Sunday to Fort Wayne. The pitch, kicked back off the netting by McDonald, 0-1. In that game, it was an 8-run first by the Tin Caps to basically put that game out of reach and wrap up the series win. They took 4 of 6 from the Nuts and won their second straight series this year at Jackson Field. Day off, and here come the Nuts back today, up 3-0. The pitch, hard hit into left field, base hit. Coming to third is Winkler, held up there, and the bases are loaded with nobody out with Lansing Lugnuts.
Here's your moment.
So a big spot for Patrick McCall. And with that, out comes the pitching coach, Jason Erickson, trying to slow down Chris Machma here. Nobody warming in the pen, so this is going to be Machma. But he's already surrendered six hits. Lansing has 3 runs and would love to get a few more here. Push this lead out further. And Patrick McCall already a base hit, a line drive back up the middle in his first at-bat in the second. McCall has 6 driven in this year. He does not have a home run. Be a good time to get it, right? That grand slam. Bases full, nobody out. Ready on lefty matchup. In on the hands. Hopper comes home as Marcus Chu throws it over his catcher, Hostetler, and the run scores. Winkler is in. Chu fielded that one as he was coming in towards the plate, a weak bouncer, and it's another mistake by Beloit as they are coming apart in this third inning. Just a missed throw right there by Chu. So the bases remain loaded, 4-0 Lansing. Gabriel Maciel in. High hopper, and that one gets past the second baseman Morissette into right field. Soderstrom comes home to score. Right behind him is McDonald. It's a 2-run single for Maciel. He's driven in 3, and the Nuts lead 6-0. Lansing is rolling in this third inning. They keep attacking early counts. Tamakma swinging at the last first or second pitches. Here's Denzel Clark. Pitches in there, strike 1. In fact, no Lansing batter has seen more than 2 pitches in an at-bat in this half inning. We'll see if Clark keeps that intact here. Here comes pitch 2 to the right-handed Denzel Clark. He takes it up high, 1. So for the first time in this half inning, a Lugnut will get a third pitch. Butler doubled on his second pitch. Winkler reached on an error on his first pitch. Soderstrom singled on pitch 2. McDonald singled on pitch 2. McCall reached on a fielder's choice on pitch 1. Maciel singled pitch 1. Next pitch floats inside and high. 2-1 on Denzel Clark. Lansing 6, Beloit none. We're in the bottom of the third. Lansing with 2 in the second and 4 here in the third, and still nobody out. The 2-1 pitch. Clark sprays it down the right field side, but it is foul as it heads towards the Miller Lite elevator. Actually popped over the top of it, went off the netting, and bounced all the way back down towards the walkway right below the bleachers that splits the field and the seats. 2 balls, 2 strikes on Denzel Clark, who just drove in his second run as a Lugnut with a sac fly last half inning. 2-2, hammered foul. Look out, Pepsi Port Seating getting a visit. And it remains 2-2. A 95-degree night. Heat advisory basically all week here in Lansing. Bright and sunny as well. A little bit of a breeze that's helping. 2-2, swing and a miss. That one sliding away from Clark for the first out in this third inning. Second strikeout for Chris Machma. The first 6 reached before that out. First pitch to Joshuan Wright is down low. Lansing in front, 6-0 on 7 hits. Beloit has already committed 3 errors. One in the first and now 2 here in the third. Still runners at first and second for the 9-hitter Wright. The 1-0 from Machma. Lifted out to left center field, hanging up for Bradshaw. Comes over to his left in the video board shadows, makes the catch. 2 outs. Nobody advances on the fly. So that means Drew Swift will complete all 9 hitters coming to the plate in this third inning. Boy, this has got to feel good for Lansing. A 4-run third after a 2-run second. Righty on righty, Machma to Swift. Low and inside, scoots away from Hostetler. And it was the runner at first, Masio, got way off the bag. He thought that McCall was going to go and then had to scramble back. And Hostetler threw a seed to Chu, who tags out Masio. And that is how the third out comes. But Lansing strikes in a big way. They get 4 runs on 4 hits and 2 big errors by Beloit. Let's head to the fourth. Lansing 6, Beloit none at Jackson Field.
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Well, we bring you back for the top of the fourth inning, and there's already an out. 2 pitches in, and Bennett Hostetler bounced down to third, and Jack Winkler is there. Nice charging play up the line, and a one-hopper to McCall, who comes up with it. 5-3 put out, and with one away, it'll be Emmanuel Marinez that steps in. How about Lansing up 6-0 as we open this fourth inning? Lugnuts getting 2 runs in the third, or 2 runs in the second, and 4 runs in the third. Mack Lardner back out for his fourth inning of work. The pitch. Check swing, strike one. Marinez couldn't hold up on that filthy off-speed pitch from the lefty Lardner. And that is actually strike two after a pitch infraction on Marinez. Next offering. Down low. 1-2. Jesse talked about it earlier. Not a ton of zip on that fastball from Lardner. He sits typically mid-80s, has a cutter, a curve, and a change to complete. Next offering, up high. 2-2, but he's done a good job of scattering the base hits tonight. 2 allowed in the second and 1 in the third. That's been it. The pitch. Breaking ball is slashed foul up towards the sweet level. Goes up onto the roof and bounces out of play. And it remains two balls, two strikes on Marinez, who flied out to foul territory to Lawrence Butler in right field in his first at bat. 2-2. Swing and a miss. That dropped off the table. Beauty from Mack Lardner, his second strikeout. Well, the two most awkward-looking swings right there for Marinez were on that breaking ball. He led off with the pitch and got a swing and a miss, and then he finished off Marinez with that breaking ball. Here comes Dalvy Rosario. The pitch, a little bit high, ball one. 6-0 Lansing in the top of the fourth, looking for some payback against Beloit this week. Lefty on righty. That jumps inside. Two balls, no strikes. Beloit and Lansing were in last place in their divisions when they met back at the end of May. The pitch, swatted out to right field. Backing up is Butler, but it looks like he'll have room. Now inches onto the track, circles to his right above his head with two hands, and that's going to do it. Beloit won 5 of 6 against Lansing, but here the Nuts lead 6-0 as we go to the bottom of the fourth at Jackson Field.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
And we welcome you back for the bottom of the fourth inning. Lansing cruising up 6-0 on this hot and humid Tuesday evening from Michigan State Capitol. Adam Jackson alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Back to the top of the order for Drew Swift, Lawrence Butler, and Jack Winkler for this fourth inning. Chris Machma comes back out after 8 Nuts came to the plate in the third. Drew Swift came to the plate but didn't have a chance to swing. The first pitch. Squares to bunt down the third base side, fair. Charging is Rosario. Fields throws on the run. The stretch from the first baseman Chu in time. Well played by Rosario to Chu for the 5-3 put out. Drew Swift can move quick. And Rosario, who was playing deep at third base, got the test and delivered as Swift tried to put one down the line on him to open up this fourth inning. Here's Lawrence Butler from the left side. The pitch flies down low, ball one. Lansing up 6-0 in the bottom of the fourth. And we have got to do some Lansing Lugnuts trivia. The pitch, this is flied back by Lawrence Butler. 1-1. Jesse's in the vicinity, so I think he'll be able to hear this one. We'll answer it later on in the seventh. But we need you to send in your answers. The pitch, in on the hands, and that goes off the front foot of Lawrence Butler as he hops around and stretches it out. 1-2. Tonight, it's as simple as this. There have been some great Oakland Athletics. And your question is, whose number did the A's retire back in August of 2005? your trivia for tonight. Whose number did the A's retire back in August of 2005? One of the greats. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Good changeup. Butler couldn't get a piece. And there's the third strikeout for Machma. Second time that Butler has gone down on strikes. Send in your answers at Adam Jaxa or at Jay Goldstrass on Twitter. Jay Goldstrass at LansingLugnuts.com is the email. Again, whose number did the A's retire back in August of 2005? A well-known name for the Oakland Athletics. With two outs, here's Jack Winkler and the base is clear. That pitch is dropped in low, ball one. Lansing has scored in two straight half innings with two in the second and four in the third. Beloit has committed three errors. That's been one of their bugaboos this year. Now 61 miscues on the year. The pitch home. 1-0 is down low. Two balls and no strikes. It was one of the things we talked about when we were in Beloit, the struggles that they had fielding. Here's a hard hit ball, pass to diving Rosario at third base, into left field, and Jack Winkler is aboard with two outs. For Beloit with those 61 errors, that's fifth in the league. Cedar Rapids leads the league in a category you don't want to lead with 70 errors, but Beloit kicked around two in the third to help Lansing plate four. 6-0 Lugnuts, and here's Tyler Soderstrom. The pitch home. Soderstrom wallops this out to left center field, running away, but a snow cone diving catch from Victor Mesa Jr. as he somehow got a hold of that baseball. Lost his ball cap and his sunglasses, but held on to the most important part, that flying ball to rob Soderstrom of a double and perhaps another Lugnuts run. We are through four, heading to the fifth. Lansing leading 6-0. Jesse Goldberg Strassler back on the mic when we return.
As the world faces the challenges of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, Lions recognize that kindness matters now more than ever. And Lions and Leos are finding ways to continue to serve our communities, including ordering food delivery for healthcare workers, holding story time for children online, and providing surgical masks to medical professionals and first responders. Empowering us to do more, Lions Clubs International Foundation has provided nearly $2.5 million in grant funding for COVID-19 relief. And that support continues to grow. For more than 100 years, in times of need, Lions always find a way to help those around them. And after we emerge from this, we will be stronger than ever. Visit lionsclubs.org to learn more.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg Strassler.
We go to the top of the fifth inning now from Michigan State Capitol. Adam Jaxa by my side. I'm Jesse Goldberg Strassler. Four innings down. Four shutout innings at that for the lefty Mac Lardner, who continues to get better and better with each subsequent appearance in a Lugnuts uniform. And a 6-0 lead to his back as he opens up the top of the fifth inning. And he lets fly to Davis Bradshaw. Check swing, called strike on the outside corner. Bradshaw doubled against Lardner in his first time up. That with two outs in the second inning. And that double moved Bennett Hotstetler over to third base at the time. Swings and misses, the breaking ball down and away. No balls and two strikes. But Lardner came through with the pitches then, too. Struck out Kyler Castillo to leave runners at second and third. Lets it fly. Breaking ball down and away. Swung at and missed. Strike three. Bradshaw is gone. One up and one down. Top of the fifth inning. Now that brings up Kyler Castillo. Three strikeouts now for Lardner. He has allowed three base hits. He has walked one. Lefty offers. The right-handed batter takes a strike called on the outside corner. Boy, Mac Lardner. Big time so far. Rocks back. Issues. Strike two called on the off-speed. Kyler Castillo went down swinging to end the top of the second. 0-2. Bouncing in on the catcher Soderstrom down upon it. One ball and two strikes. Kyler Castillo out of Odessa, Texas. Lardner's pitch. Low and away. Two balls and two strikes. Castillo was signed as a free agent last year. He is 24 years of age. 5'11", 185 pounds from the right side. A 2-2. Swing and a miss. Off speed strikes him out. Castillo whiffs for the second time, and it's the fourth strikeout for Lardner. Two up and two down. Mac Lardner has now set down eight consecutive Skycarp. Well now, bring up Marcus Chu. 6-0 Lugnuts in the top of the fifth inning. First pitch, Chu takes a strike, called on the outer third. I mean, Lardner is fully in command right now. One out away from five scoreless. Deals. Bounced it in. Chu let it pass. One ball, one strike. Chu doubled to lead off the third inning. But since then, Morissette, Nunez, Mesa Jr., Hostetler, Marinez, Rosario, Bradshaw, and Castillo, all of them set down in order by Lardner. The Gonzaga Bulldogs pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike just above the belt. And it's now one ball and two strikes on Chu, formerly a member of the Dodgers organization. Count is in the pitcher's favor. Pitch is on its way. Chu swings and strokes it on a line to left field. That baseball falls for a hop in front of Maciel. Base hit. Maciel gets it in. Strong throw right into second. And Marcus Chu is on again. A two-out single breaks the spell. So now top of the order time and Cody Morissette. And that is the thing with this Beloit order. They can turn things on in a hurry. And Morissette is a prime candidate to do so with all of his great power. Lefty, lefty. First pitch. Fastball called a strike in the outside corner. And Morissette's plate appearances have gone by quickly against Lardner. Grounded to first base in the first inning. Grounded to second base in the third. Two outs, one on. The pitch. Popped up, foul, back our way, here it comes, and it falls just beneath the broadcast booth area. And the crowd approves as that souvenir is settled. Oh, the little one's got it. No balls and two strikes on Morissette. Here's the pitch. High cheddar taken for ball one. Native of Manchester, New Hampshire, Cody Morissette, the hometown of the New Hampshire Fisher Cats, AA affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays, or their Copa identity, Los Gatos Feroces. 1-2, popped him up. Lardner points to it, and now he watches as first baseman McCall takes charge and makes the catch in between Lardner and the shortstop Swift. And that is a quiet top of the fifth inning for the Beloit Skycarp. Two-out single by Chu, left at first base. Onward to the bottom half of the fifth inning, halfway to the house. It is the Lugnuts leading Beloit by a 6-0 score.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Lansing Lugnuts today, two runs in the bottom of the second inning, four runs in the bottom of the third inning. So it's a 6-0 Lugnuts edge as we open the last of the fifth. With Adam Jackson, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. 6-0 Nuts. First up, Jared McDonald, the number five hitter. Now the first pitch to Jared is up and away, ball one, from Chris Machma. Machma, who in his high school days threw three perfect games. Let's it fly. McDonald takes ball two, low. Jared McDonald is 2-for-2 today. That's his batting average right now is at .286. Very healthy number in his second year in the Midwest League. A two-ball pitch. Strike called on the outside corner. Okay, that said, last year was called the High A Central. True enough. I'll grant you that. Jared McDonald last year made his professional debut with the Lugnuts. Here it comes. McDonald takes a called strike on the inside corner. McDonald had been drafted in the 19th round back in 2019, but an injury stopped him from making his pro debut that year, and then 2020, there was no minor league season. The break even fouled straight back. And so after getting drafted in 2019, he had to wait until 2021, and at last made his pro debut with the Lansing Lugnuts. He was one of three primary catchers last year. McDonald, Will Simonite, now up in AA, and Drew Millis, who's now a member of the Washington Nationals organization. The 2-2 pitch, McDonald swings and misses. Machma strikes him out. There's one away in the last of the fifth. Well, McDonald, despite that strikeout, 2-for-3 now today. He has taken definite steps forward in his second year with the Nuts. And here's another second-year Lansing player in Patrick McCall. Right-handed pitcher deals to the left-handed batter. Backdoor breaking ball misses outside, ball one. Lansing leading 6-0. Out hitting Beloit 8-4. The Skycarp have already committed three errors. 1-0. McCall swings and misses. He pulled off the off-speed. And it's 1-1. Machma's next. Runs up and inside. And it's 2-1. For Chris Machma so far, 4 strikeouts of these Lugnuts batters. The pitch. McCall takes a strike called on the outside corner. McCall, similar to Jared McDonald, a 2019 draftee, and just like McDonald, an injury stopped him from making his pro debut in 2019. A 2-2. Reaches out, pokes it on the ground towards short. Nunez vacuums, fires to first. He is out at the bag. McCall has sneaky speed, but that throw nips him. And there's 2 up and 2 gone, the last of the fifth inning. Chris Machma has stabilized things since the 2-run second and the 4-run third. Those 3 errors committed behind him have not helped. So now he takes on Gabriel Maciel. Maciel is enjoying a big game. First pitch. Tried to bunt it, and he foul tips it into Hostetler's mitt. Strike one. Adam, how was that pretzel?
It was great. Thank you so much.
When Adam was giving the trivia question, I was gnashing on my own pretzel. Maciel swings and hammers one foul. Launched off the right side. 0-2. See where that ball ended up?
On the rooftop of Paramount Coffee.
Wow.
My goodness, Maciel.
Now, do you think somebody's going to go up there, or you think that ball's going to be up there on the rooftop for a while?
That's a good question.
An 0-2 from Machma. Maciel lays off the breaking ball down and away. Because
Oh, you know it landed on the roof. I know that it landed on the roof. Maciel probably doesn't. Any fan who is watching it knows that. But, 1-2. Swing and a miss. Maciel goes down on strikes. I wonder when that ball is going to end up getting retrieved.
Could be a while.
Hey, for Chris Machma, 5 strikeouts now, including 2 in a perfect bottom of the 5th inning. He has settled into a groove. But it's the Lugnuts leading his Skycar by a 6-0 score as we go to the 6th inning.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
On an intensely humid day in Michigan State Capitol with Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. As we go to the 6th inning, 6-0 Lugnuts. Trying to beat the heat and trying to beat the Beloit Skycar. 2-3-4, Nunez, Mesa Jr. and Hostetler against the lefty Mac Lardner, who rocks and deals. Outside ball 1. Boy, Mac Lardner is working on something. Lardner last year made his pro debut in the Cardinals organization. Southpaw to the plate. On the inside corner, strike called. 2-3-4 batters for the Skycarp, 2 here for the top of the 6th inning. Nunez is 0-1 with a walk, but then he was picked off and caught stealing. And a line out to center. Here's the pitch. High from Lardner. 2 balls and 1 strike. Well, Lardner so far has scattered 4 hits. The walk to Nunez in the first inning is his only walk so far. His pitch, foul to the netting. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Nunez. And the former second rounder of the Miami Marlins in 2019. Now Lardner has struck out 4, all of them swinging. Castillo twice, Bradshaw once, Marinez once. Time is called right before he could deal a 2-2. And Lardner making his 6th start, his 7th appearance with the Nuts. Here it is, low and in. 3 balls and 2 strikes. All he needs to do is record 1 out, and this will be his deepest outing with the Lugnuts. His prior deep outing, 5 innings last time out against Fort Wayne. 3-2, swinging a chopper to short. Swift attacks, grabs, quick transfer in the throw to first base. Made the play easy. That is all about the transfer for Swift from glove to throwing hand and then onward to McCall. Nunez, the speedster, is gone.
He's got some special quick hands, does Drew Swift. And you almost would have thought, hey, take your time, no need to rush. But when you're that smooth like Swift is, just get that out as quick as possible.
Lefty-lefty, Victor Mesa Jr. takes ball 1, low and away. Adam, looking back upon last year, when Mac Lardner was a Peoria Chief, there was only 1 time that he pitched longer than 5 innings. His pitch, swing and a miss. 1 ball, 1 strike on Victor Mesa Jr. It was on September the 18th, Peoria against the Cedar Rapids Colonels. The pitch is on its way. Breaking ball down and trickling through Soderstrom. 2 balls, 1 strike. 6 2/3 innings for Peoria. Six hits, four runs, three earned, allowed two homers, walked two, struck out five. Here he is today, 5 1/3 scoreless. Mesa takes a ball low and away, and it goes to 3-1. 1 out, nobody on top of the sixth. 6-0 Lugnuts. Great run support. The pitch. That's called a strike at the letters. And Mesa Jr. thought that maybe it was going to be ball four. Fastball found its mark. Count is full. And now, a payoff pitch is due. All the while, action begins in the Lugnuts pen. 3-2. Strike three called, and Mesa Jr. briefly left his bat at home plate, quickly spun about to pick it up again as he heads back to the dugout. Strikeout number 5 for Lardner, and his first one looking.
Well, that's great stuff by Mac Lardner, coming back down 3-2 in the 3-1 in the count. A couple great strikes in there, and he is rolling along.
Lardner now to Bennett Hostetler. Fouled away to the right side. Adam, I went back to look at September the 18th, 2021. Mac Lardner pitching against the Cedar Rapids Colonels. It was the next to last game of the year. 6 2/3 innings. 0-1. Fouled up and away off to the right side. I was wondering for Cedar Rapids, was Gabriel Maciel in the starting lineup that day? And yes, he was. 0-3 with an RBI. Drew a walk. Struck out once. 0-2. Outside. Ball and two strikes. And now look at this. There's Maciel in left field and supporting Lardner today with an RBI double and a two-run single. Lugnuts up 6-0. The pitch. Hostetler takes a ball. Buried down and inside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mac Lardner is 1 out away from 6 scoreless innings. What we like to call a Blake Beers kind of start.
Quality.
Yes. He lets it fly. Swinging a foul, rolling backward. Hostetler stays alive. In the Lugnuts pen, it's the bearded Joe Demers, who is currently warming. Hostetler is 1-for-2 out of the cleanup spot with an infield single. 2-2. Fly ball right center field. Denzel Clark hustles into the alleyway. He makes the catch. Lawrence Butler tried to get there but lost his cap until Lawrence stopped and Denzel took it. And that's 6 scoreless innings from Mac Lardner. Lardner sends things to the bottom of the 6th inning. It is the Lugnuts leading the Beloit Skycarp by a 6-0 score.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Well, here's the Nuts and Bolts store, your one-stop shop for all Lugnuts gear. We have a great selection of hats, shirts, novelty items, hardware, new stuff arriving every week. So stop on by and check out the great Nuts and Bolts selection.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Ryan William McLean Lardner, better known as Mac, has tossed 6 scoreless innings, scattering 4 hits for the Lugnuts. And as we go to the bottom of the 6th inning, the Lugnuts look to add to a 6-0 lead over the Beloit Skycarp. My name is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. I have Adam Jaxa standing at my side.
Beloit brings back its starting pitcher, Chris Machma, for the bottom half of the sixth inning. Machma has settled into his own groove, and as a matter of fact, he has set down 8 out of the last 9 Lugnuts batters since a 4-run, 4-hit, 3-error bottom half of the third inning. Let me correct myself. 2-error. 2-error bottom half of the third inning. 3 errors in total for the Beloit Skycarp in this game. It's going to be Denzel Clark, followed by Josh Wainwright and Drew Swift as we open up the bottom of the sixth. Chris Machma this year has served up 6 home runs. That in just 26 innings. Clark, major power. First pitch. Check swing. It's called a strike. He went around too far anyway. He was fooled. Clark is 0 for 1 with a sac fly, an RBI, and a strikeout. The pitch. Swing and a miss. And now it's nothing and 2.
Well, you can never have enough runs, Jesse, so keep on scoring, Lansing.
Righty-righty. Machma to the plate. Clark hammers it to left center field. Did he get it all? Back at the wall and off the wall. Clark heads for second base. Victor Mesa Jr. pump faked and now guns it in towards shortstop. It's a double for Clark. It is his first extra base hit with the Lugnuts, and it comes on an 0-2 pitch.
Unfortunately, a rude welcoming for Denzel Clark on his first extra base hit. That the 20-foot wall in left center field. That wall 15 feet, 16 feet, probably 17 feet, and that ball gets out, but he just needed a couple more feet to clear. But what a great swing out to left center.
Now Josh Wainwright, the pitch. Fouled away in the air to the right side, strike one. It had just seemed to me, Adam, like it was time for Denzel to flex his muscles.
He seems like the next budding star for the Lansing Lugnuts. Just give it some time. He's got all the tools.
This is considered a great hitter's ballpark. Machma to the plate. Ground ball up the middle, back of second base. Diving stop, Nunez spinning to his feet. The throw to first in time. That is spectacular. Clark over to third base as Wright is robbed. There's one gone in the bottom of the sixth. I put a star next to it on your scorecard.
Robbed is right. Oh my goodness. What a great play. Beyond second base, Nunez, and that makes up. He's had a couple of balls that have squeaked through in the shortstop side that normally he would be able to get. And arguably the hardest play he's had all night, and it's a perfect play by the shortstop.
So let's go to the top of the order, and Drew Swift as the infield comes in. Clark at third, 6-0 Lugnuts. Machma throws. Up high. 1-0 Swift is 0-2 with a walk leading off the bottom of the first inning. And that for Swift was his 20th walk drawn in his 34th game. He's reaching base nearly 38% of the time. The set at the belt. Machma's pitch. Swing and a miss on the off speed. The interesting thing to me, Adam, about Machma is that his hands start so low and he never really gets them up that high as he lets the pitch come in. There's some pitchers who go over their head. Not Machma. Everything is nice and low. The pitch. Line drive right field. Base hit. Drew Swift. Denzel Clark scores. Here comes the throw inbound from right fielder Castillo on the Swift RBI opposite field single. 7-0 Lugnuts.
Didn't do too much. Just an inside-out swing. Twisted out to right. And that gets the job done. And the Nuts do indeed tack on one more here in this sixth inning.
And Drew Swift is finding his way on base multiple times, it feels like, every single game. It picks up his 9th run batted in. Lawrence Butler now from the left side takes low, ball one.
I think it's steal time again, Jesse. Go get a bag.
It is 7-0. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. The unwritten rule that I had always heard was you compare the number of outs remaining in the game to the lead. So 9 outs remained in the game. The Lugnuts are up by 7. It would be steal time then. And there he goes. The pitch outside. Throw down to second base. Hops in late. Skips into center field. Swift started for third. Throws it in reverse and right back to the bag. Second steal of the game for Swift. Stolen base number 10 this year. It's all mathematical.
Screw those unwritten rules. Go get that bag.
I,
I'm telling you, the unwritten rules say, go get that bag.
Even if they didn't, go get that bag, Jesse.
Drew Swift got that bag. He's in the scoring position. One out. Lawrence Butler waits. A two-ball offering from Machma. Swing and a miss. Well, Butler today against Machma has struck out, doubled, and struck out again. And I'm not too sure who the battle favors, right? Machma has made him look silly on a couple of occasions. But Lawrence Butler got him once. 2-1. It's a hitter's pitch. Ground ball pushed left side. Swift breaks for third. Nunez backhands. Fires to first for the out. Drew Swift now 90 feet away from scoring. Had two gone at the bottom of the sixth inning.
A great jump by Drew Swift. You usually don't hit where the ball is set in front of you, but he had a good enough lead and great speed to get over there in time. Now another opportunity here with two outs for Winkler or perhaps Soderstrom to add one more.
It is Jack Winkler. And then maybe Soderstrom. Roddy Swift at third, 7-0 nuts. The pitch. Winkler fouls it away to the right. Jonah Mears continues to warm up all throughout this bottom half of the sixth inning. So, Adam, I suspect we have seen the last of Mac Lardner.
Heck of a performance from Mac.
Would you say that he was a Big Mac today?
I absolutely would.
And a one. Foul tipped into, then out of the mitt of the catcher, Hostetler. Strike two.
I would say he ate up the sky carp.
Hmm. An unhappy meal served up. Mac Lardner, 85 pitches, 52 strikes, 6 scoreless, 4 hit, 1 walk innings. 5 strikeouts. Machma's pitch. Winkler bounces it weakly foul up the left side. And Drew Swift, the Lugnut shortstop, grabs it himself and underhands it to a member of the Beloit dugout. And then Swift heads right back to third base to step off his lead. And down in the Beloit pen, the Skycarp will warm up a reliever. It is Matt Given. Here's the pitch. Winkler hits it high and deep to left center field. This one's got a chance. Beckner with the wall, and it's hauled in and then dropped by Bradshaw. Bradshaw picks it up on the track. He gets it in. Swift scores, and Winkler's at second base. I mean, Davis Bradshaw got there in deepest left center, and then he simply dropped it. It is the fourth error of the ball game on the Beloit D, and it's 8-0 Lansing.
Jesse, remember how much we were talking about the mistakes that Beloit made in that first series? It was
yes.
Really all they did wrong in that series, and they still won 5 of 6. Well, man, oh man, they are really getting bit by the error bug tonight.
The call to the bullpen, and Given is coming in. And Machma is heading out. 4 errors for Machma. Behind him. I remember the number 4 because of a Given's brother. Do you remember Chris Given playing for Fort Wayne wore number 4 for Given? Well, Chris Given in the Padres organization, Matt Given as a member of the Marlins organization inherits a runner at second base with 2 outs in the bottom of the 6th inning. And for Chris Machma, there will be better days and better support.
Well, and give credit to the Nuts. I mean, there are certainly some errors that are going to make this line a little bit more crooked than what it should be, but Lansing came out and attacked Machma. He gave up just 2 runs in 6 innings the last time these two faced, and travel a few hours southeast over to Lansing, a little bit more hitter-friendly park. Nuts put up better numbers here at home. And let's face it, Lansing very frustrated with that 14-0 loss they suffered on Sunday. They came out ready to go today with the 2 runs in the second, 4 in the third, and nice job putting more pressure and putting the ball in play in this 6th inning to tack on 2 more.
Tyler Soderstrom is coming up as Matt Given goes through his warm-up tosses. And I tell you that everyone deserves a great smile, and Grewball Orthodontics is here to help you get one, Lugnuts fans. Grewball Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with Grewball's affordable payment plans. One of the country's leading orthodontists is right here in the Lansing area, and Grewball loves to see Lugnuts fans smile with confidence. Get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourgrewballorthodontics.com today and book your free consults. Grewballorthodontics.com. Batting from the left side, Tyler Soderstrom takes ball one low and in. Grubaugh, G-R-U-B-A-U-G-H. Soderstrom welcomes the new reliever into the game. Winkler at second base, two runs in, two outs. And the Lugnuts lead 8-0. Here's the pitch. Soderstrom swings and misses. One ball and one strike. Soderstrom is 1-for-3. Single back in the third inning, scored a run. The deal, up very high. Two balls and one strike. No runs, four hits, four errors for Beloit. It runs 10 hits, no errors for the Lansing Lugnuts. Given in his 13th appearance, his 12th out of the pen. Right-hander sets, looks at Winkler, delivers. Smack to center field. Mesa Jr. goes over, makes the catch to his left. That ball was stung, but it's also out number three. And that'll do it for the sixth inning. For the Lugnuts, how about two runs on two hits and one error, one left. Onward to the seventh, Adam Jaxa will have the call. And it is the Lugnuts leading the Skycarp 8-0.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Well, we're having a good time tonight on this Tuesday, June 21st, 2022. All Lansing up 8-0, out hitting the Skycarp 10-4, and four errors up on the board for the Skycarp, none for your Lugnuts, and Mac Lardner's day is done as we bring you to the seventh. What an outing for the Pasadena, California native. Six innings. He gives up just four hits, shuts out the Skycarp, walks one on the second batter of the game, and then strikes out five. Heck of a performance for Lardner as he goes his longest stint at the professional level. And now it'll turn over to Joe Demers, who checks in this seventh inning to face Emmanuel Marinez, Dalvy Rosario, and Davis Bradshaw. 8-run lead for the Nuts. 2 in the second, 4 in the third, and 2 in the sixth. Here comes the first pitch from the big, burly right-hander, Joe Demers. On its way home. And it's down low, ball one. Big beard wrapped around Demers' face. Number 30 on the back of his home white Lugnuts uniform. 6'1", 240, the 25-year-old from Boise, Idaho. 11th round selection in 2018 out of Washington. Throws home. That's a little bit wide. Two balls, no strikes.
Adam, let me ask you. I asked Joe Demers why he didn't try to grow his beard long like Brock Whittlesey, and he told me that his beard goes wide, not long. You have a beard. Does your beard grow long or wide?
I'm a new bearder, though. The 2-0. There's a bouncing ball that hops into the seats. 2-1. Mine, I would say, just gets scraggly the longer you let it go. So you got to tame it. It doesn't look good. It may not look good now, but it's the best it's going to get. The 2-1. Ooh, that's off Demers and into center field, off his backside. And he's walking around behind the mounds on a shot right back at him. A little redirection off Demers to the right of the mound as he finished his pitch home. And Jake Ruthier, Don Schulze, Phil Pohl all going to head out and just peek on Demers and hope that he's all right here, because he just couldn't get out of the way. That was a rocket from Marinez.
That's a bruiser. Gesturing exactly where it hit him, as you said.
Well, there's some cushion back there for a reason, you hope. And it's a quick chat, which usually is a good sign. He's all right, just a little stinger. And like you said, Jesse, he may have a baseball formation later on when he checks things out.
Sometimes baby got back, sometimes a single got back.
Sometimes the trunk gets hit with some junk. Hmm. All right, here's Dalvy Rosario. The pitch. That slides in down low. Ball one. 8-0, Lansing leading. We're in the top of the seventh. Chris, our PA guy, has just... Amazing what I get through the glass to my left sometimes during these games. The 1-0 pitch is fouled back. 1-1, showing me an old picture of his lengthy beard grown out. His is the great white beard like Santa Claus, but the way that was the picture, long and narrow, kind of like Jafar in Aladdin. That's what that looked like. The 1-1, that shot right back up the middle. Demers just gets out of the way of that one. Two hard hit line drives. Squared up by the Skycarp in this seventh inning. For the first time tonight, they've got the first two on in a half inning.
Thank goodness that one didn't strike, Joe, because as you said, right back through the box. That's back-to-back boomerang balls where you throw it and it comes right back at you.
So hard contact against Demers. Lansing leading 8-0 in the seventh.
Would you say that Chris, with his beard, looked like a Lord of the Rings wizard?
Gandalf?
Perhaps.
Thou shall not pass. That pitch is outside. Yeah, I could see that.
There's some wisdom that comes with a long white beard, right?
Absolutely.
At least assumed.
A little sparkle or twinkle in your eye. The 1-0. Here's a shot that gets passed right at second base, kind of wafting into center field. And Bradshaw is aboard. So the first three have reached in this seventh inning.
I think you're right. I think that ball knuckled on Joshuan Wright, and he couldn't read it.
It was coming at him, it looked like, and he stopped. But then it moved over to his right and got up the center field. So three pretty hard hit balls. And Joe Demers has been greeted with the bases loaded now. Shows you how well Mack Lardner was throwing against these Skycarp. Here's Kyler Castillo. The pitch. That's outside. Ball one.
This is triple play territory right here.
Well, that'd be great to see. It's been a while since the Nuts have turned one of those. The pitch. That's fly down the right field side. McCall giving chase, but goes out of play. You got to go back to 2015 against Great Lakes. A 6-3-6 triple play. Jesse, you remember that one?
Yes, I do. I believe that the ball was purposefully dropped by the shortstop, and you're not allowed to do that. But the umpires lost their minds and allowed the Lugnuts to tag out everybody.
1-1. That slides away. Two balls and a strike. Now, what we just watched from Drew Swift as he tried to pull some mischievous plays on Sunday. You wouldn't think he would try that if he had the opportunity, would he?
I'm just saying, presence of mind in a crucial spot. You love to see who's quick on their feet.
2-1. Popped up center field. Clark coming in. Still coming in. We'll see if they challenge. He makes the catch. There will be no tag. Zips it in. It's cut off by McCall in front of the mound. There's the first out.
That's the second time today that Denzel Clark has yanked a throw that he's intended to go home. And instead, it is headed, if he was a pitcher, we would say extension side on him. And they've cut it off. And so the entire time after he threw it, you could see him working on his mechanics and his follow through, saying, I want to keep it straight. I don't want that ball to run on me.
Don Schulze going to march out to the mound, have a conversation with the Mears. In the meantime, Charles Hall, the aforementioned Captain Hook, warms in the pen. Surprised there, Jesse, and maybe because it's an 8-run lead, but I thought Emmanuel Marinez would at least show like he was going to come home. He was a couple of steps off the bag just in case Clark dropped that. It's too shallow for him even to challenge, but as you said, Clark pulled his last throw, and he did the same here, but it's an 8-run deficit. You don't want to run into that first and then second out. So it remains bases loaded with one out. Quick visit with Demers after he gets the first out. And you got to think this is an important batter to get out as well before you go back to the top of the order, and could be for Demers his last batter if they're looking to bring in Charles Hall to make sure the top of the order doesn't do any damage. It's Marcus Chu. The pitch, hard hit, right to Swift, could be two. Over to second for one. Relay back to first, bending down. McCall has it. Inning-ending double play. 6-4-3, and after Beloit loaded up the bases with nobody out, Castillo flies out, Chu doubles out. Let's stretch it out and head to the bottom of the seventh. 8-0 Nuts at Jackson Field. And we're ready to go for the bottom of the seventh. Oh, another greater rendition of Take Me Out to the Ball Game by Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Adam Jackson back with you as well. 8-0, Lansing leading after the bases were full and nobody scores for Beloit. First pitch shot in there, strike one to Jared McDonald. Patrick McCall, Gabriel Maciel to join for the Nuts in this seventh inning. They've scored in three half innings, with all being multi-run half innings. The pitch, high chopper, third base side, foul. One ball, one strike. McDonald has had two hits tonight. Each time he's singled in the second and the third, he then came in to score. Lansing has a base hit from everyone tonight besides their nine-hitter, Joshuan Wright. We'll see if he can get something going here as he'll come up before this game ends. 0-2, swing and a miss. And that's strike three as Matt Given gets McDonald his first punch out in his first full inning of work. We've got a trivia question to answer for you in the seventh inning. Gave it to you back in the fourth. Whose number did the A's retire back in August of 2005? And we just have such great baseball fans. So smart. Here's Patrick McCall. That's in there, strike one. I know I saw a correct answer. We'll check in with Jesse, see if he got any into the email.
I think we've got a couple of correct answers.
I figured so. The 0-1 pitch. McCall chases that one down low. No balls, two strikes. Bobby Strauss on Twitter says that would be Dennis Eckersley. Eck, hashtag nuts trivia. Jesse, what do you got over there on the laptop?
Yeah, Leanne Cook emailed in to guess Dennis Eckersley, number 43.
That's right. The 0-2 pitch. Here's a hard hit. Line drive shot into the glove of Rosario. And there's the second out of this seventh inning. The reason I chose Eck was because Jesse just got to meet Eck in Boston at Fenway Park. The six-time All-Star does color commentary for Nesson. And Jesse was able to meet him. So what'd you think of the 1989 World Series champ and the man in the Oakland Athletics Hall of Fame, Dennis Eckersley? First pitch, Maciel swings through it, strike one.
He was exactly the opposite of what I thought of him as a kid. As a kid, I found him fearsome and intimidating, and in person, he was so warm.
The 0-1 pitch. This is lined over the third baseman Rosario's head into left field. What a game for Maciel. His third hit, and he's aboard with his second single with two outs in the seventh. AL MVP for Eck in 1992. He won the Cy Young in 92 as well. He was the ALCS MVP in 88. Saves leader in 88 and 92. He pitched that no-hitter back in May of 1977. He has had his 43 retired for the Oakland Athletics. Denzel Clark steps in, bounces a ball foul at the plate, and he is in the Boston Red Sox Hall of Fame. He's in the Athletics Hall of Fame. He is in Major League Baseball's Hall of Fame, going in 2004 with 83% of his votes being first ballot. What a great pitcher, and did it for numerous teams, beginning with the Indians back in 75. Time called behind home plate by Justin Juska. And we've got a pitch infraction, I believe.
Yeah. Adam, if I could just tell you, X-1990 season, when he had a 0.61 ERA in 73 and a third innings, five earned runs.
1-1. That's in there on the inside part of the plate, strike two.
You know it's less than five? His walks that year, he walked four, one was intentional. He struck out 73. 73 strikeouts, four walks. That after 1989, three walks compared to 55 strikeouts. In 1991, 87 strikeouts, nine walks. Ridiculous control.
The pitch, down low, two balls, two strikes, and how can you forget about that great pitching style, that sidearm, the high leg kick. And is this on cue as we play the Skycarp? Goose Gossage said of him he could hit a gnat in the butt with a pitch if he wanted to. Goose Gossage. And now the pitch from Skycarp righty, Matt Given. Throw is in there, but time was called because of a pitch infraction. It's now 3-2.
Given is just off. He's just waiting a little bit too long.
That's his second one. We talked about pitch infraction earlier in this bat. Also on Given. And it's three balls, two strikes on Clark with two outs in the bottom of the seventh. 8-0, Lansing leads. The pitch home. Ripped out to right field. Backing up Castillo. He looks up. It is gone! Denzel Clark with his first home run as a Lansing Lugnut. An even 10 up on the board for the Nuts. A double that just missed leaving the yard in his last at-bat in the sixth. This one, he goes the opposite way. And Denzel Clark having a game. And Lansing continues to impose their offensive will against the Skycar.
didn't try to do anything special, took a pitch to the outer half, and he drilled it. Met it square, smacked it out to right center, and showed off that great power.
And now Josh Juan Wright steps in. Takes the pitch that slides in on the outside part of the plate. Strike one, 375 feet for Clark. And 99 at the exit velo off the bat there from the righty. The 0-1 pitch. Hard hit on the ground. Hops up waist high to Rosario. Throws to first, and that will do it for Wright. As the Lugnuts tack on two more. A two-run shot from Denzel Clark, his first as a Lugnut. It's 10-0 as we celebrate number 43, Dennis Eckersley, having his A's number retired back in August of 2005. Jesse takes you the rest of the way. Eighth inning coming up next from Jackson Field.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, I'm Marcos Martinez with the Lansing Lugnuts, Group Sales Account Executive. If you're looking to bring a group out this summer to have a blast at the ballpark, give me a call at 517-827-2584. I hope to hear from you, and go Nuts!
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
A two-run homer by Denzel Clark, and now it's 10-0 Lugnuts as we open up the eighth inning. On the first offering, called a strike to Cody Morissette from the right-handed reliever Joe Demers. Top of the order for Beloit, Morissette, Nunez, Mesa Jr. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa. Demers came out of the pen, relieving Mack Lardner for the seventh, dealing. Morissette fouls it straight back. Morissette, great power, great bat speed, but a tough game at home plate today. He's grounded to first, he's grounded to second, he's popped to first. He has not hit the ball out of the infield yet, and he's in a two-strike hole. Here it comes from Demers. Fought off, foul, left side, bouncing on the warning track, then off into the bullpen for Beloit. I think about the Lugnuts putting on a performance like this with the farm director, Ed Sprague, here in town. 10-0 Lugnuts. Pitch on its way. Just barely outside. And you can see Ed Sprague, if you're watching on MLB.TV, there he is right behind home plate and enjoying himself. In the seventh inning, Joe Demers allowed three straight singles, but he got out of the jam, scorelessly too, as he steps off the rubber and resets. It was Marinez, Rosario, Bradshaw, all of them singling, but Castillo flied to center, and then Marcus Chu grounded into a double play. On the side, retired. Morissette breaks his bat, grounding to second base. Into the glove of Josh Wainwright, the throw to first, out number one. Nassim Nunez is coming up next. Two in the second, four in the third, two in the sixth, and two in the seventh for the Lansing Lugnuts here today. You know, today in Lugnuts history was a game that It did not go as well as this one. June 21st, 2013, the Bowling Green Hot Rods no-hit the Lugnuts by the final score of 14-1. Lugnuts scored a third-inning run on a fielding error. The pitch, Nunez takes ball one outside. Blake Snell, whatever happened to him?
He hasn't done anything.
He started the game for the Bowling Green Hot Rods. He pitched the first three innings. He walked five. He was not a finished product by a long shot. Nunez takes it inside and off his body. And Jonamiers hits him. And Nunez first went down. And now he takes off his shin guard. And he gets ready to toss it. Not yet. As Phil Paul goes over to pick up the baseball from where it rolled. Here comes the bat boy over. Nunez leaves the shin guard for him as he limps down to first base. Joe Demers caught him. For Demers, that is the eighth batter that he has hit with a pitch this year. Goodness. And Nunez hit by a pitch for the very first time this season. He could not get out of the way. The batter is Victor Mesa Jr. He's 0 for 3 with a ground out to second, a fly out to left, and a strikeout looking. Here's the pitch. Just outside, ball one. So, yeah, the Lugnuts were no hit today in Lugnuts history 9 years ago. Marcus Jensen was the final pitcher. Pitched the final one in the third innings. Struck out Kevin Patterson to end the game. 14-1 Hot Rods win. And then that two misses outside. Two balls and no strikes. And then, Adam, Marcus Jensen was a little surprised because his teammates seemed to congratulate him a little bit more than usual, and he didn't understand that. He had finished a game. They had won. What was the big hoopla about? Ball incredible. Three outside. And then they asked Marcus, hey, can you pose for a picture with these other guys who pitched in the game with you and your catcher? And Marcus Jensen didn't understand that either, but, you know, they asked him nicely, so he posed for this picture, and it was only well afterward that he asked somebody why. High fly out to left on a 3-0 pitch from Victor Mesa Jr. It's caught by the third baseman, Winkler, backing up onto the grass. Out number two. And they said, Marcus, you finished a no-hitter tonight. We threw a no-hitter. And Adam, he didn't believe them. It took him some time to wrap his head around it. He had no idea until hours afterward, oh, I recorded the final four outs of a no-hitter.
What do they do down in that bullpen in Bowling Green?
Not pay attention. Bennett Hostetler smacks the first pitch off his body, then wriggling out in front of the home plate circle. Strike one. There was another time in Bowling Green where the Bowling Green bullpen was very helpful. The Lugnuts manager at the time was John Schneider, now on the Toronto Blue Jays staff. And Schneider got ejected from the game. And in order to leave the field, because the clubhouse was out beyond the left center field wall, you need to walk out there where they open up the door on the wall. Hostetler lines a foul down the right side. Strike two. Adam, they locked it. And Schneider could not get out of the ballpark. He had been ejected, and there was a delay, I swear to you, of 10, 11, 12 minutes before the Bowling Green Hot Rods relievers said to the Lugnuts ejected manager, look, just come through our bullpen, and then you can leave. And so they opened the door, and he left. Hostetler takes ball one, slider low and away. But at least they were paying attention to know that the Lugnuts manager had been ejected. He was banging on the door like he was Fred Flintstone. Nassim Nunez is at first base. We're in the top of the eighth, and the Lugnuts are leading 10-0 over Beloit. And the 1-2 pitch to the catcher, Hostetler, low and away, ball two.
One door opens. Another one closes.
Yeah.
Reverse. Back that up.
The whole religious line, you know, when God closes a door, he opens a bullpen. Not quite a window. Depends. Depends what you need. A 2-2 pitch to Bennett Hostetler. Low and away, and that gets away from Tyler Soderstrom, and Nunez scoots up to second base. Passed a ball on the Lugnuts catcher. And it's three balls and two strikes. My thinking was on a day like today where it was just so hot, although thankfully now the sun has set. And so the field is in the shade and the temperature has dropped all the way down to, what is it now, 92? 3-2 pitch fouled away to the right side. It's dropped down, Adam, to 91 degrees, I see. The heat index is 95. It was 97 here earlier, and the humidity here in Lansing, Michigan, for everybody who's living out to the west, where you might not have the kind of humidity that just smacks you in the face. 3-2 pitch. Hostetler swings and fouls this one back. And let's try it again.
Oh, the lug nuts. So you didn't like that 40-degree weather in April, huh?
The extremes.
Just hang tight with us.
Tomorrow, it's going to be in the upper 80s. Let's see. It looks like it's going to get back into the 90s Friday and Saturday. Payoff. Haas Detler, it's a fly ball out to right. Lawrence Butler backs up in front of the track. He's got the catch. And Joe Demers has another scoreless frame. Had to use a lot of pitches to do so, and yet he strands Nunez at second base. And as we go to the bottom of the eighth inning, it remains the Lansing Lugnuts 10, the Beloit Skycarp nothing.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
New man on the mound for the Skycarp, and it's the southpaw, Chandler Joswak, who steps in. Joswak, I should say. Drew Swift will lead things off for the Lugnuts, bottom half of the eighth inning. Swift, Butler, and Winkler up 10-0. Joswak started Swift off with the ball, then followed up with a called strike. Count is even. With Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Right-handed batter against this southpaw, and I'll check in with Adam in just a moment. The pitch. Swift takes, strike two called. Adam, how about Chandler Joswak?
Yeah, 6 foot, 185-pounder from Bryan, Texas. 23 years old, was the 13th round selection last year for the Marlins. Great ERA this year, under one through seven games.
Swift swings and misses. Joswak strikes him out, and there's one away in the home eighth inning.
About a .75 ERA through his first seven games and 12 innings pitched. Only one earned run, eight hits allowed. He has struck out now 14 and walked just two. Opponents are batting just .186 against the lefty.
Eckersley-esque, huh?
Yeah,
small
I'd say
sample
so.
Sample size at lefty compared to the righty, but numbers are great. He deals. And the left-handed hitting, Lawrence Butler slaps it foul. On a line up into the clubhouse to our left side, pinballing around with the seats. And a fan got there quickly and snared the souvenir. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball pulled foul on the ground, hopping off the very far side of the Lugnuts dugout. And then off to the first base coach, Craig Conklin. Joswak's last name, J-O-Z-W-I-A-K. Thank goodness for a pronunciation guide. Third pitcher of the game for Beloit. Butler reaches out and pulls one on the ground right side, picked up by Morissette. From the outfield grass, the throw to first in time. Two outs.
Yeah, because you look at it and you maybe think Joswiak?
Yeah.
Joswiak?
That would have been my initial guess.
Some fun ones always in the game of baseball. And we appreciate Larry Larson for giving us the pronunciation guide.
Good to see Larry again. We had some fun with him at ABC Supply Stadium. Jack Winkler's the batter, taking a called strike in the outside corner. Is it time for me to do Larry's Goose Fact of the Week?
Yeah, it sure is.
All right, Larry Larson's Goose Fact of the Week, following this 0-1 pitch to Jack Winkler. Inside. Did you know, Adam, that Canada goose hunting season runs from September the 1st into early February in the state of Michigan? The state often runs roundup programs in which geese are captured and released into wilderness areas. However, in June, some geese are captured and killed. Winkler skies to center. Mesa Jr. trots in. He's under. He's got the catch. There was your Goose Fact of the Week from Larry Larson. And there's your 1-2-3 bottom of the eighth from Chandler Joswalk.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Honk, honk.
Let's go to the ninth inning. Honking our way, 10-0, the Lugnuts on top of the Skycar and the opening game of this six-game series. More Goose Facts to come.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Ninth inning bound, 10-0, Nuts on top of the Skycar. Lansing is three outs away from opening up this six-game series with a victory. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. New man on the mound. Joe Demir's a scoreless seventh and a scoreless eighth. Three hits and one hit batter in that frame. No walks, no strikeouts. And now he departs in favor of Charles Hall.
That's right, Charles Hall, who was in for two-thirds of an inning against Fort Wayne, had a strikeout to end it, but it was a swing and a miss. Ball got away, so then runs came in, and he ended up getting tagged with four runs and three hits.
His first pitch of the ninth inning called a strike, snapping into Emmanuel Marinez.
He's got the great fastball and that great arcing curve, as we call him, Captain Hook, the 27-year-old from Virginia.
Marinez, Rosario, and Bradshaw here for the ninth inning, 5-6-7. There's a ground ball hit toward short, attacked by Swift, gloves, double clutches, throws to get him at first base. And one gone.
Well, Swift got that ball so fast, Jesse, he took like 2.5 steps before he had to throw it. I thought maybe he was just going to run it over to first base.
Now, some people might call that traveling, but I would say no. I'd say 2.5 steps, perfectly fine.
That's right. Off the pivot foot, plenty. Little Euro step move and
exactly.
Throw it over.
Here's Delvin Rosario, one out, nobody on in the ninth. 10-0, Lugnuts, two outs away. Down and away, ball one from Hall. This just has such a different feel to it, Adam, than the first time that these two teams met up this year, the six-game series in Wisconsin. A ball one offering from Hall. Foul tipped, right backward. One ball, one strike for Rosario. Those games, the Lugnuts lost 2-1, 11-4, 5-1, 3-0. They won 1-0. They lost 5-4. So here's what I'm trying to say. The Lugnuts in six games scored 11 runs.
Dang it.
Were you trying to add that up too?
Yeah. I needed it in front of me.
Rosario takes a ball up high. They scored one run, four runs, one run, no runs, one run, and four runs. And the one game that they won 1-0 in the 10th. That was a great game, by the way.
Carry the one.
Rosario swings and elevates it out to right field. Long run in down the line for Butler. First baseman McCall out. It's Lawrence Butler with the catch in foul territory. Two outs. Now on the other side, there was the big 11-run game as Beloit scored 8 runs in a driving, torrential storm in the bottom of the 7th inning. Besides that, I would argue that the Lugnuts pitched the Skycarp lineup very well over the course of that series. There just wasn't very much run support. Here's Davis Bradshaw, batting left, 2 outs, nobody on. Bradshaw takes ball 1 away.
I don't know. I was wondering where you saw the series breakdown on the notes.
I missed it. What you got to do is you got to go to the next to last page, and you got to go all the way to the day by day for the entire year.
There we go.
What up? Hideaway. 2 balls and no strikes. See, if somebody had finished up the first page of the game notes, it would have been really easy, but somebody didn't do that, and that somebody was me. So
that's all good.
I hung you out to dry.
Nah.
The Lugnuts have recorded 26 outs. Hall's pitch, fouled back, strike 1 for Bradshaw. Another good game at home plate for Davis Bradshaw. Single and a double and 3 at-bats. His batting average is up to a healthy 310. He's 2-for-3. Marcus Chu is 2-for-3. Davi Rosario, Emmanuel Marinez, Bennett Hostetler, the other hits today. For Beloit, 7 hits, but no runs. The pitch, swing and a miss. And now it's 2-2. There is Captain Hook's hook.
Oh, it's a great pitch, especially after you run it from showing him the fastball. And what a game this has been. One more strike to go.
10-0 Lugnuts. Hall to the plate. Ground ball foul up the right side. Try it again. Hall tried to fit that fastball right under the hands of Bradshaw. Davis Bradshaw from McLaurin, Mississippi. Charles Hall from Virginia. Let's it fly. Curveball bounced in. Bradshaw takes ball 3. Kyler Castillo is hoping for a chance, waiting on deck. Hall with the sign. 1 strike away. Here it comes. On the outside corner, strike 3 called. This ball game is over. Charles Hall dots the fastball to freeze Bradshaw. A successful return to the hill after what happened to Hall on Saturday night against Fort Wayne. He closes out what Mac Lardner started, a 7-hit shutout. Lugnuts 10, Skycarp nothing.
Maybe the best win of the year in terms of complete performance. Lardner was excellent. Lansing got early runs. They kept up the pressure. Denzel Clark gets his first homer as a Nut. The Nuts capitalize on 4 Beloit errors, and after losing 5 of 6 to a team that was sitting in last place at the end of May, they come out with a very impressive 10-0 victory to open up this 6-game set at home.
No runs, 7 hits, 4 errors for Beloit, contributing to the Skycarp defeat. 10 runs, 12 hits, and no errors for the Lugnuts. So the Nuts improve to 25-39 and drop Beloit down to 29-34. Well, we shall see what the rest of the series holds. But the Lugnuts get off to a good start here today as we look over the course of the rest of the series for the Beloit Skycarp. The rotation for Beloit, we shall see the Doctor, M.D. Johnson, tomorrow. And tomorrow's an early one. It's a summer fun day beginning at 1:05 p.m. 7:05 p.m. starts Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Sunday back to 1:05. Pat Monteverdi, Dax Fulton, Evan Fitterer, and Zach King. We saw outstanding starting pitching performances from each of those members of the starting rotation for the Skycarp back in Beloit. We shall see how things go here with round 2.
We just talked about it in that last half inning, Jesse. You only score 11 total runs in 6 games in a 6-game series. That's because there was great pitching, and every night Beloit was sending out top talent in the starting rotation. So it's not going to get easier for the Nuts, but test 1 passed with flying colors tonight. We'll see if they can do it again tomorrow afternoon.
The Lugnut starters, Stevie Emmanuel's tomorrow, then Joey Estes on Thursday, Blake Beers on Friday. Shohei Tomioka gets the ball on Saturday, and then Osvaldo Barrios, the Sunday starter. Denzel Clark today hit his very first home run with the Lugnuts. He also doubled. And then let's turn our attention to the man on the mound who started this game, Mac Lardner, his best outing with the Nuts.
I mean, he was just putting it in the zone, mixing his pitches. He threw the walk early in the game. We've told you he's not going to blow you away with your stuff. Sits mid-80s with that fastball, but worked off the cutter, the breaking ball, the changeup. And, I mean, it was apparent. He left the game, and Demers gave up hard contact to the 5, 6, and 7 hitters with three straight singles. It's an impressive lineup for Beloit. They've got good hitters sprinkled throughout it, and Lardner shut him down, working around hits in the second, the third, and the fourth, in the fifth, rather, scattering them. And again, only one walk, second batter of the game. He gets five strikeouts. Just a phenomenal performance for Mac Lardner in his 85 pitches tonight.
Time of the game, 2 hours and 18 minutes. Winning pitcher Lardner, he wins his second consecutive start. Losing pitcher Machma, the starting pitcher for Beloit. There was no save in the game. And the attendance here today, 3,028. Adam, all around, the Lugnuts, as you said, one of their best showings of the year in all facets. We look ahead to tomorrow, and we close the book on tonight.
Yeah, I mean, first, I want to look back to Sunday, Jesse, because you lose 14-0, didn't feel good, didn't come out, gave up 8 runs in the first. Lansing takes a day off to think about it, regroup. You bring in a Beloit team that's been hot over the last month here in June, and they came out and they put it to them. So great way to bounce back, dominate this first game, and then, yes, into tomorrow, you're looking for Stevie Emanuels to go out there, put together a good start for Lansing. And then after that, you need the bats to come alive again, because, as you mentioned, there were great arms that were seen in Beloit. Those guys still here, and Lansing's trying to solve them a second time around in a more hitter-friendly park at home, and hopefully they can do it again in a heat-advised week here in Michigan State Capitol.
Everybody stay cool as the Lugnuts bats warm up. Stay hydrated. Take care of yourself. Once again, your final score, the Lansing Lugnuts 10. The Beloit Skycarp, nothing tonight from Michigan State Capitol. For Adam Jackson, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Big thanks as well to our pregame show guest, Lugnuts starting pitcher Blake Beers. He'll get the start on Friday. We wish you well. Have a terrific rest of your Tuesday night from Lansing, Michigan. This has been Lugnuts Baseball.